Yes, it's the Dovers. Why, hello there, ladies. I'm glad you dropped in today, because I'm about to give you a real wash day demonstration.
What? What do you know about washing clothes?
Oh, plenty. You see, I'm an expert on Dove, that amazing new kind of granulated soap.
Well, what's so amazing about it?
Oh, Dove does all three kinds of wash. Dirty work shirts, greasy towels, the colored rayon flip.
You mean this Dove does everything?
That's exactly what I do mean. Now just watch me, and I'll show you what Dove can do. Now first, here's a piece of rayon flip. See how soiled and dull it looks?
Yes.
Now, here's a piece of that same rayon washed in new Dove.
My, how, look how bright it is. Yes, nice and soft, too.
Okay, well now next, look at this piece of dirty overall.
What? That's even dirtier than my husband gets his.
Now, here's a piece of that very same overall washed in Dove. See how clean it is?
Wonderful. Well, but doesn't it take a lot of scrubbing?
Not with Dove. There's no soap made. Gets clothes clean easier than you do. But look, ladies, here's the crowning test of what wonders Dove does. Look at this piece of grimy towel.
Well, it's almost black.
You bet. And here's a piece of that same towel washed in Dove. Look at that snowy whiteness.
It's marvelous. Yes, dazzling white.
Yes, Dove will give you the genuine whiteness you want. Why, you've never seen whiter washes than you'll get with Dove.
Say, this Dove is amazing.
Sure it is. You can tell the difference in Dove right in the sun.
How's that?
Why, if you've been using any of the four other leading granulated laundry soaps in your machine, you'll find Dove makes more suds even in hardest water. Suds that spring up faster and last longer. You see, Dove is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. Look for that big red and white box with the name D-U-Z Dove, and next wash day, let Dove do everything. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, poor Seymour can't make head nor tail out of what's happening to Rosie. First, she wants to go to the movies, and then when she gets there, she won't go in. And then when she gets home, she's too tired to do anything. And suddenly she has enough energy to go see Dr. Cater with Molly and Jake. The reason? Well, it seems as if Rosie would like to be wherever Walter Jerome is. Walter started for the movies, but wound up at Dr. Cater's. And evidently, so will Rosie. So Seymour watches Rosie miraculously recover her energy. And puzzled and heavy-hearted, he leaves the Goldbergs on their way to Dr. Cater's and goes off alone.
If we are going to Dr. Cater's house, so let's go.
Be ready, I'm all ready. Come, go to Lee, button your neck before we go. Why didn't Seymour want to come with us to Dr. Cater's and hear Orion and Chris's letter from the honeymoon location?
He told you he wanted to write a letter to his mother.
Let's go, we're going. I don't know, I like Seymour. I like him too, but...
He's a good boy.
He's a very good boy.
But why are you telling me that, Ma? I know he's a very good boy.
You said, you were so tired, Rosie. So Mama asked you to...
Well, I thought a little air would make me feel better. Don't you want me to come?
Is there any reason why I shouldn't?
No,
there's no reason. After all, Seymour isn't exactly my idea of... Well, she wouldn't expect me to... After all, Well, she did ask me to go to the movie.
Who?
Walter.
Who was talking about Walter?
Well, I just thought that you didn't want me to go over to Dr. Cater's because Walter Jerome was over there. And you thought I was going over just because he was there. And even if I was, which I'm not, it would be perfectly human and perfectly natural. Even Luella Willoughby said that he was the most exciting male that ever stepped his foot into Lastonbury. So even if I was going over there just because Walter Jerome was there,
Please.
The meeting.
But
please.
I'm not going over to see Walter Jerome. I just said that you might think so. But even if
Luella
Willoughby and you were the one. Even she thinks that Walter seems like a very nice boy. And if he's good enough to be Fanny's friend, then he's good enough for me to know him. Not that I want to care.
Of course, the smartest thing and the safest thing for Rosie to say would be nothing. As it is, she knows, and Molly knows, and Jake knows why she suddenly lost all her weariness. And the reason for the loss is in Dr. Cater's living room in front of the fire talking to Chris's father.
Yes, Sandy, Dr. Cater. You must start looking up the exact meaning of nature.
Oh, that.
Yes. Oh, that. I couldn't make head or tail of that conversation you boys were having on the meaning of nature. How many meanings has the word got?
Well, that's what I was trying to explain to Sammy. It has more than one meaning. How are you making out, Sammy?
I'm looking up the word nature in the botanical.
You know, nature's a queer word. It means human nature, and it means character, and it means essence, the spirit of things. And most of all, it means existence. And we were talking, using one meaning and then another.
Yes, most people disagree because they use the same word with different meanings, as in love. Now, there's another word of many meanings. A lover's quarrel, Walt, is a lesson in romantic misunderstanding. You like it here?
Yes, very much, Dr. Taylor.
Good.
I only hope I'm not in the way.
Well, of course not.
I was surprised when Chris asked me to come up here and stay with you, but I think I'm beginning to know why.
I think it'll do you good.
Did he tell you everything?
Yes, everything. I hope you don't mind.
No, of course not.
I'll answer. I hope I don't have to go out tonight. It's too cold. Hello? Yes? Oh, just a minute. For you, Walter.
For me?
Yes, long distance.
Oh.
Here, take it.
Thank you. Hello? Yes, I'll hold on. Oh, hello, Mother. I'm fine. Everything's wonderful here. Dr. Cater got married, and I went to the wedding. A lovely bride. I'm awfully glad you called. Who? Norma. Why, is she at the house? Oh, but... Well, I suppose I should. I'll speak to her. Hello, Norma. How are you? I miss you, too. Yes? What? Well, when? She didn't say anything to me. Yes. Will you let me speak to my mother again? I'll write. I was going to, but... Hello, Mother. Mother, why do you have to come up here right away? Well, I just got here. I assure you I'm getting on fine. I don't need any extra supervision. Yes? Well, I'll let you know when. I'm not angry. But there's no reason to treat me as if I were ill. I'm not ill. All right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything. Where's Dad? Tell him I'm fine. And I'm sorry, Mother. Goodbye. She's starting all over again. I haven't been up here 2 days, and the pressure is on again. I don't see why.
Sit down, Walter. Now, most of that was unnecessary, and certainly Norma had nothing to do with it.
I didn't mean to say anything to Norma. I like her very much. I may even marry her someday. But I don't like the way my mother's always planning to get things done for me, the way she wants them done. I don't like the minute, detailed supervision of my life. As if I were a product resulting from an industrial process.
Well, you can't solve it by anger.
Well, she does everything that way. As if life were just an advertising plan. It may have brought a great success in business, but it certainly turned our home into a failure. And it's not going to do the same for me.
Ah, that must be the gold thing.
Oh. Well, I don't feel like seeing anybody this minute. I'll be back in a little while.
All right. Come in, come in. Well, you all came. That's fine. Come in.
The minister still hangs on.
I love it.
Come in, sit down.
Thank you very much. Where's Sammy?
He's in the study.
Oh, in the study. My family with books.
Like a bee finds funny. That's how Sammy finds books.
Oh, Dr. Cater, we're so anxious to hear all the young and Chris's letter for the honeymoon location.
Is it all right if I go into the study?
Don't you want me to hear the letter, Evelyn?
Oh, yes, surely.
Oh, Evelyn? Oh, darling. I was telling Dr. Cater, you with books, and Papa said like honey with bees.
Where's Walter?
He's inside.
Are we going to hear the letter or not, Dr. Cater?
Walter heard the letter?
Yes, yes.
Sit here, Rosie.
Make yourself comfortable.
Thank you. Yes. Open your neck.
Everybody all right? Well,
you're so anxious.
Well, here it is.
Let me
see. Dear Dad.
Linda.
Your son is happy.
Oh, mine.
Incredibly.
Incredibly.
Orianne says it's incredible that I admit it. The world falls crumbling from our hands each hour. Love, Chris.
That's all?
No.
Oh, my. Oh, my. That's all I was expecting. Thank you. Very, very long.
Get my handkerchief, Mom.
Well, Lisa, here's mine.
No, I'll get mine.
Huh?
It's all right. I'll get mine, Mom.
Excuse me, I didn't notice that you were in here.
Come in.
Wasn't Orient and Chris's letter beautiful?
Yes. Did you recognize the quotation? The world falls crumbling from our hands each hour.
No,
From Antony and Cleopatra by Dryden.
Oh.
People haven't changed in all these hundreds of years when it comes to love, have they?
Well,
it's the one good thing in human life that hasn't.
Yes.
Give me liberty and give me love. Don't you think so?
Oh, well, yes, I do. Yes.
And Dorothy stands facing this young man with her heart chattering away like mad, wondering what she feels. But Walter's thoughts are far, far away.
Say, did you know that at last something's been done to bring dishwashing up to date? Yep, there's no more need to struggle with those old-fashioned halfway soaps. I mean bar soaps, because they don't have real steam. And those tough granulated soaps, because they fall short on safety for your hands. Well, the answer to such halfway soaps is Mucinex. Yes, that new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And believe you me, Dove has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Just notice how soft and smooth your hands feel after you do dishes with Dove. Why, Dove is far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated laundry soap. Yet, Dove speeds through dishes like a whirlwind. There's no hard scouring, not even to cut tough grease. Yes, Dove really has everything for dishes. Just you try it tonight and let those busy suds tell you how really different Dove is. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.